As the price of a gallon of gas hovers around the, what's been now, $3.40 range here in New Jersey, at least, most believe that the only way to save on the cost of gas is by, unfortunately, driving less. My next guest joins us to reveal how the right credit card could save you, believe it or not, about as much as a month's worth of gas when you do the dollar and cents additions and subtractions. He is the personal finance editor for TheStreet.com, Ross Kennethurkin. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
TheStreet.com is where you see this article, along with many others that help you become a better investor and more personal finance savvy. This article was dated July 24th, Five Best Credit Cards for Gas Rewards. And I guess a couple of caveats before we get into some of the credit card details. Cash back isn't always cash in your wallet back with some of these cards. It's I guess maybe a good analogy is sometimes they have a bonus point system, much like the arcade on the boardwalk, where you rack up enough points and you go up to the counter and get the stuffed animal. A similar situation with some of these cards.
I think that's exactly right. You sometimes are getting paid in the form of a Visa gift card, or as in the case of the True Earnings Costco Amex card, you're getting paid in a Costco discount coupon. So, it's not as if this is necessarily putting money directly into your wallet in the form of cash. But when it comes to gas and Americans are spending $3,000 a year at the pump, this can really help you cut down on the cost.
And one caveat, the other caveat is too, when you see the bold, colorful headline of a credit card offer, the devil's in the details, because there a lot of these cards come with a bunch of restrictions, and what it's promising you is something you can't get everywhere you use the card.
It's true. So a few caveats. For example, the Blue Cash Preferred Amex card is fantastic. You get 3% back on gas. In addition to 6% off grocery store purchases and 3% off department store purchases, it's coming with a $75 fee. So you need to weigh the benefits and detriments. You still, though, for that particular card, will get $150 cash back if you spend $1,000 in the first 90 days. So that's 2 years membership right there. In other limitations, there's the Chevron and Texaco Visa card. You can only spend that at Chevron and Texaco gas stations. There is no fee, but there's a $300 rewards limit per year. So, the upside is capped, and you want to bring that into consideration. If your local gas station is a Chevron or Texaco, it might be worth it. If it's not a regular stop for you, you might want to think about something else.
Good number of these cards, too. Obviously, the idea with any credit card is you try not to have a running balance, because an interest rate obviously adds to your balance, and you're pretty much cutting off any savings you're doing by racking up the interest rate. So when what you spend a month, you should at least at the end of the month try to pay it off as much as you can.
Yeah, I think that especially when it comes to gas purchases, which are running a couple $100 a month, for the average consumer, you don't really want to leave that balance if you can help it. As commuting costs are up with tensions in the Middle East and summer fuel costs, the average price is about hovering around $3.50 a gallon. We get a little bit cheaper in New Jersey. We are finding that people really are looking for the benefit, but you don't want to then try to get the benefit and end up paying high interest rates because you've left a balance. So be very responsible if you're going this route towards savings, because it's the road to hell is paved with good intentions, yes. And you don't want to end up on that road.
Talking with Ross Kennethurkin, personal finance editor for TheStreet.com, about an article dated July 24th entitled Five Best Credit Cards for Gas Rewards. You can see that and other great information, education about personal finance, investing at thestreet.com, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned savings, Ross, and that's in a way, I guess, further proof that credit cards are a good business for everybody because, yeah, the PenFed Platinum Rewards Visa Signature Card, that's part of the Pentagon Federal Credit Union. You don't need to work for the Pentagon to get in on this. So, you know, the title's deceiving, but it does offer a pretty sizable savings, not just on gas, grocery store charges, for example. This is one of those cards where it doesn't pay the cash back. This is the point system where you rack up the points, you get the stuff to ammo at the counter type of thing.
Yeah, you know, it's giving 4% rebate on gas purchases, and that is the most robust in terms of the gas credit cards. So, you know, it's something that you need to keep a lookout for. But, yeah, this is the one that is giving you a Visa gift card for goods and services. So, you know, don't be necessarily deterred by that, the fact that it's not strict cash that you're getting back. It is a form of payment. But, yeah, you're not going to see this pop up in your wallet as free money.
And you do have to pay $15 to join the Pentagon Federal Credit Union, which, again, is open to anyone. You don't have to work for the Pentagon. Paper statements are $1 a month. Electronic statements are free. I don't know anyone who still gets a paper statement, quite frankly, but it's there if you want one. And this is a great idea, too, because if anyone ever wants to explore a credit union versus a savings and loan financial situation, here's a great way, and you walk away with nothing, if with nothing else, at least, like you said, a credit card that gives you a pretty good savings rebate.
Yeah, I think that, you know, people in this age of credit card debt, where the average household has about $15,000 in credit card debt, we are kind of afraid of the plastic. But when you're getting benefits like this, and you're saving, you know, potentially a month's worth of gas just by having a credit card, it does make sense to dip a toe in the rewards waters. That said, you know, you don't want to open a credit card and then close it too soon. That can hurt your credit score. You somehow become a less reliable borrower. So I think that, you know, when people are considering these cards, they need to look at their spending habits, look at their driving dynamics, and see where they're going to reap the most benefits and if they're going to stick with the card at length.
You know, when you talk about credit cards and you always talk about the fine print white piece of paper that comes when you get the card in the mail that has anywhere between 4 to 45 pages of, you know, all this fine print of all the limitations, restrictions, and penalties. They used to call that the predatory credit card industry. Then, of course, the government, state governments, federal as well, cracked down on all that. How more educational and user protective is the credit card industry today versus, let's say, 5 years ago?
Well, I think in 2009, the CARD Act, the Credit Card Accountability and Responsibility Disclosure Act, streamlined what consumers can know about their credit card and about the fine print. So people are more aware of late fees. They're more aware of interest rates charged on top of late payment. So it's I think that certainly compared to 5 years ago, we're in much better shape. And people don't have as much to fear in the penumbra of the credit card industry. That said, you know, we're still in an age where the average household has that $15,000 in credit card debt. So it's important for people to be extra vigilant to not become a statistic.
The article at thestreet.com, dated July 24th, is entitled Five Best Credit Cards for Gas Rewards. And again, some sizable savings is there. Just judge right based upon your use and frequency, and you might keep some money in your pocket, which is always a good thing these days. And guiding us through some of these ideas has been the personal finance editor for TheStreet.com, Ross Kenneth Erkin. Ross, as always, thanks for being here this morning.
My pleasure.